From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, close to the massive 9.0 magnitude quake that killed more than 18,000 in March 2011 and caused a nuclear power plant meltdown. Tuesday's quake, measured by U.S. seismologists at 6.9, in Japan at 7.4, struck off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. Geophysicist Rafael Abreu of the U.S. Geological Survey said it was the kind of seismic activity that is normally expected, unlike the 2011 quake.
This is a normal fault as opposed to the thrust fault that was created by the Tohoku quake of 2011. And this is all pretty much the type of seismicity that we would expect to see in the area, especially since it's closer to the shore. We definitely would expect to see normal faulting occurring on this location, which is pretty much what we're seeing.
The quake struck about 10 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We sure did. We had quite a good shaking, and it just kept going for, you know, longer than the usual earthquake. You got that swaying motion when you realize, oh, this is a serious one.
There was no immediate reports of casualties or damage, but a tsunami measuring about 1.4 meters washed ashore. An effort by African countries at the UN General Assembly to delay appointment of the first ever UN expert tasked with investigating abuses against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people worldwide was defeated Monday. A draft resolution demanding talks on the legality of the new LGBT expert mandate had a key demand removed to delay appointment. South Africa broke ranks, voting for the amendment, joining the U.S., European nations, Canada, and delegations from Latin America. This is VOA News. A top U.N. official told the Security Council Monday that the number of Syrians besieged in the country's conflict has doubled in the past year to nearly a million. UN Aid Chief Stephen O'Brien said the number held captive by government forces reached 850,000. Many others are at the mercy of Islamic State and other armed groups.
As we meet again this month, the suffering of civilians in Aleppo and across Syria rages on unabated. Horror is now usual. It is a level of violence and destruction that the world appears to consider normal for Syria and normal for the Syrian people.
Meanwhile, U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power named a dozen Syrian military officers accused of leading attacks on civilian targets.
We agree with Russia that there can be no justification for such attacks. But I ask, will Russia condemn even a single airstrike by the Assad regime here in this chamber today or any day? Choose any of the hospitals that the Assad regime has destroyed or any of the schools. Will Russia ever condemn its ally Bashar al-Assad here at the council for a single one of these attacks?
She said the U.S. would not allow those who have commanded units involved in such actions to hide anonymously behind the facade of the Bashar al-Assad regime. A 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen ended Monday midday and was not renewed amid persistent fighting, with each side blaming the other of violations of the U.S. brokered truce. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Without question, there's been continued violence since the inception of it over the weekend. There's also no question about that. But from the secretary's perspective, he's committed to trying to get a cessation of hostilities that can be sustained and maintained in Yemen so that humanitarian aid can get to people.
The ceasefire was the latest attempt to halt a 20-month conflict that has left thousands dead and millions displaced. President-elect Donald Trump has met with a number of people that he's considering for top posts in his administration. When he's sworn in January 20th, Monday he also outlined plans for his early days in office in a video released to the American people.
My agenda will be based on a simple core principle, putting America first. Whether it's producing steel, building cars, or curing disease, I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland, America.
He also pledged to pull the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement on his first day. The U.S. State Department issued an alert to U.S. citizens about a heightened risk of terrorist attacks in Europe. French authorities, meanwhile, said they foiled a possible militant attack after detaining seven people. All three major U.S. stock indices hit closing records Monday, continuing a rally since the November 8th U.S. election of Donald Trump, the benchmark Dow Jones Index gaining nearly 100 points to move close to 19,000. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.